Port Beach, Michael, it's an area that a lot of people would be familiar with. It was our beach when I was a child. Brad Pettit is the mayor of Fremantle. Brad, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've seen the erosion at Port Beach in the last couple of days, in particular with the bad weather. What's the latest down there?
Yeah, it has been pretty bad. Some of the key buildings down the coast, including change rooms, even the coast restaurant down there, have got pretty close in terms of the dunes and the sand washing away. So the last couple of days, what we've been doing is moving some sand from further up the beach, up at Leighton, and bringing that back down to port so that there's some better protection from future storms.
Right. Is it a possibility that the buildings, the structures there could just drop away?
That's what we're making sure doesn't happen. Certainly, if we had another high tide and major storm event, we saw that some of those buildings... So those buildings could be in danger, and probably before that there was things like obviously some car parks and walkways and those kinds of things that certainly were in danger. So this is why we've had to act now. It's been interesting because these kind of events were happening once every 10 years or so, but this is actually 2 years in a row now we've had this, and so it's going to require some pretty major remedial work.
Yeah, Brad, it's a pretty serious situation at the moment there, Brad. And I mean, relocating sand from Leighton to port is just a band-aid solution, surely. What's the long-term plan to avoid those buildings crumbling?
Right. Yeah, so longer-term plan, it's going to require some rock walls or something along those lines, unfortunately, I think, to make sure those buildings have a secure future. I mean, we're doing some longer-term planning with the state government around actually making sure we have proper coastal reserves. So, I mean, these buildings, in a perfect world, would be set much further back, so you can actually have a managed retreat as we get that erosion. But, of course, they were built some time ago, so now we just have to make sure that we manage this and that they don't get eroded and fall into the ocean.
So how much is it costing to have this temporary fix, Brett?
This is not too bad. I mean, fortunately, we've got a... What interesting has happened is a lot of this sand has got dumped only a couple of hundred metres up of the beach at Leighton. So bringing that down is not a huge amount. I mean, obviously it's in the thousands. But some of this other work around rock walls and that kind of stuff becomes very expensive. And probably even longer term solutions, which are probably around even looking at things out in the ocean to stop some of this longer term erosion, could even be in the millions. And this is where we need to work with the state government and others to actually make sure we get a proper fix that works.
I mean, I've spoken with Ian Hutchison. He's the owner of the Coast Restaurant. He says he's lost sleep. You can understand that. Is there anything you can do for the business owners down that way?
Yeah, I'm a bit of Ian as well, and I certainly understand why. I guess what we're doing is making sure that he knows that we will not let his building fall into the ocean. It's a great business that he's got down there, and making sure that he can continue to function. So that's why we've acted quickly now. We're pretty confident for this winter. At least it's the first storm's often the worst because there is no sandbanks or anything to protect the beach. But now a lot of that sand's out at the ocean, and some of that wave energy gets absorbed by those sandbanks. So I think the work we've done now will offer him some comfort, but obviously we need a longer-term, more sustainable solution going forward as well.
Yeah, all right. Brad, thank you. No doubt we'll follow that with interest throughout the day.
Hate to be a pessimist, okay. Millsy.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Pettit there, the mayor of Fremantle.
Hate to be a pessimist, but it's just a matter of time, isn't it? Whether it's not going to be this winter, it might not be next winter, but you're fighting against Mother Nature here. Those buildings surely need to be moved. You can't just keep sandbagging. Like
they've been there since I was a kid. I mean, I remember going down there 55 years ago, and the beach was quite a hike to get to the water.
What's the difference now that you're seeing?
Well, I went down there yesterday, and it's quite narrow, so I understand exactly what Brad's saying. Mother Nature, you can't argue with that. You could argue that the groin in there that was built to the left of the beach, has that had an impact in regards to tides, etc.?